All right, our next panel is called Under the SEAC. Clever title. And we have two speakers with us this morning. Miriam Lee Garza is an associate in the Dallas-Fort Worth law firm of Chavez and Valco. She has experience in handling family and humanitarian-based immigration matters, including consular processing with waivers, asylum, criminal analysis, appeals, U's, and T's. Before practicing law in the DFW area, she earned her BA in history from the University of Texas at Arlington with a JD from Texas A&M University School of Law, where she's a member of the Law Review, Immigration Law Initiative, and the Immigration Rights Clinic. She graduated magna cum laude. While in law school, she interned with Catholic Charities of Dallas, served as a research fellow with the Texas A&M Institute for Advanced Studies for professors Richard Delgado and Jean Stefansic, aiding in research in critical race theory, which explores the treatment of minorities through legal procedures. And on the other side of Miriam, we have Kelly J. Stump, an Oklahoma Sooner who we convinced to wear Texas colors today. Swat that noted. She is the owner and principal attorney at Stump Law in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. She has been practicing for nearly 20 years, a member of AILA. She's not just a member. She is the national chair of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, the youngest chair that we have had. She is following in the footsteps. Her dad was also the national chair of the American Immigration Lawyers, and we're very, very happy to have her here with us. She has been chair of the EOIR committee, the ICE committee, and she practices all over, but she comes to Dallas a lot of times and fights the good fight in our court. So we are very happy to have both of you today, and thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Okay, so today we are going to talk about my other favorite four-letter word, which is SEAC. So we were preparing for this conference, and we were talking about what nerds we are, because we actually think this stuff is kind of fun, having to upload stuff to SEAC and deal with the NVC. So the way the National Visa Center works, it is the entire center of processing all visas across the country. Across the world. So if you have an immigrant visa case, it's going to come out of USCIS, and it's going to go straight to the National Visa Center, where it's going to produce a number, starting with the first three letters of the consulate that you're processing through, and then you have what's called a IVSCA number, which is your invoice number. And then once you upload everything to the National Visa Center and all the people in play are excited about it, then it gets transferred out to the U.S. Embassy or consulate. The National Visa Center is not there to adjudicate your case. They're not looking at anything, like making any legal determinations or working with the medicals or your fingerprints, but they're just making sure that the fees are paid and that all the documents are in line, and that whether it's the DS-160 or DS-260, that's properly submitted. I don't do a ton of non-immigrant visa work at my office. We do some of it, but mainly when we're dealing with the NVC, we're primarily dealing with immigrant visas. So the NVC plays a major role when it comes to immigrant visas. They only play a minor role when it comes to non-immigrant visas. They just usually handle the DS-160 and get the case shipped out for interview, and you're usually contacted by the embassy itself for scheduling of the interview and getting all of the documents in place. And that's always real fun because every embassy is different. So you don't know, like, someone in Amman is going to do something like they are in, Montreal or Ciudad Juarez. So having to learn that, to dance with the embassies when it comes to non-immigrant visas, that's always going to be different. There's not a standard across the board. That's why we like working with the National Visa Center, because we know the rules, we know what they need, we know what they're looking for, we know how to prepare our cases and get everything uploaded to hopefully their satisfaction. So fun fact, being in AILA leadership, last year I got to actually go to the National Visa Center in New Hampshire. You have to fly to Boston to get there and then rent a car or Uber over. But I nerded out. It is this giant building. And you walk in, and it's just I've never seen any more paper or files in my entire life. So.